All right, happy Sabbath, boys and girls. Oh, are you guys awake? Happy Sabbath, boys and girls. How many of you have ever been to a graveyard?
Me.
Only one person? Okay. What, you've been to one? What do they have at graveyards?
A place.
Huh? A place for people who die? Yeah. So that's kind of what we're going to be talking about today. Have you ever heard of Mr. Jairus?
No.
You did? See, one day Mr. Jairus and Mrs. Jairus, they were standing over a bed. And on the bed, her daughter was laying there. And Mrs. Jairus was crying. Who's going to help her? She's so sick. What are we going to do? And Mr. Jairus said, I know. Let's ask Jesus and see if he can help her. So Mrs. Jairus said, please hurry. She's very sick. She doesn't look good. So Mr. Jairus ran out of the house and ran to find Jesus. So he ran into the city, and there he saw a big group of people in a circle. And they all looked like they were listening to somebody. And in the middle of that circle, there was a man telling them stories. And so he ran through the crowd and said, Jesus! Jesus, help! Help! And everyone in the crowd said, shh! Jesus, help! Help me! My daughter's sick. And everyone said, shh, let's see what Jesus is going to do. And what do you think Jesus did? Jesus said, show me where your daughter is and let's go see what we can do. So they all started walking, right? And as Jesus was walking, somebody touched him. And Jesus turned around in the big crowd and said, who touched me? And a lady said, I did, Jesus. And Jesus said, you know what? Because you touched me, you're healed. And she was happy because she was healed from her sickness. But on the side, Mr. Jairus' heart was pounding. He was like, what about my daughter? She's so sick. She's so sick. What are we going to do? And so he just waited and waited patiently for Jesus to finish talking to her. And right when they were about to start walking again, a man comes running to Mr. Jairus and he says, Master, Master, don't trouble Jesus anymore. Your daughter is dead. And Mr. Jairus was so sad. He started crying. And Jesus said to him, don't cry. Just believe. Tell me where she is and let's go see her. And so Mr. Jairus was crying and he said, okay, Jesus, I'll show you where my house is. So they went to his house. And as they got to his house, Mrs. Jairus ran out of the house and started crying and said, she's dead. She's dead. And Jesus said, don't cry. Just believe. So Jesus walked into the house and he walked to the bed where the little girl was lying down. He grabbed the little girl's hand who was already dead and he said, little girl, get up. And what do you think she did? She got up. She got up and she stretched. And she said, what do you think she said? Oh, thank you. She must have said that too. Yeah, she said, I'm hungry. Like you? Yeah, so Jesus said, well, get the little girl something to eat. She's hungry. It was amazing. Jesus brought a little girl who was dead back to life. And all the parents had to do was to believe that Jesus could do it. You know what this story tells us? This story tells us that if we're kind to people who are sick, and if we help them as much as we can, we make Jesus happy by doing that. If we pray for people who are sick, do you think Jesus can make them better? Yeah. But all we have to do is believe and ask Jesus to do it. So what I want you to do this week when you go home is I want you to pray for someone that you know is sick and ask Jesus to make them feel better. Okay? All right. Let's say a prayer before we go back to our seats. Dear Jesus, thank you for bringing us to church today and for reminding us that even when people are dead, that you can bring them back to life. We ask you to heal all the sick people that are in our communities. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. You guys can go back to your seats now.